So what are you listening to in your ears there?
I am listening to two things. I have like one
simultaneously
day.
Or
no, those are the only two artists on there. One is the Mahavishnu Orchestra.
Okay, that's a whole other topic.
But... yeah, and the other is Philip Glass, the composer Philip Glass.
And do you want to run? I mean, we don't have...
No, I'm good. I'm fine. Yeah, I'm happy.
Oh, Kevin, so let's get right down to brass tacks.
Yeah.
You've been here, this is day 35.
Yeah, yeah.
You've been here since, on and off, since the very, very beginning.
Yeah.
Sitting there with a clipboard, sitting there with a counting pencil, handing out drinks. But now you're running. What's that all about?
Yeah, well, you know, Karina and I, my research partner and I, are, you know, trying to explain how this race happens. You know, what compels the runners to do this? What keeps them motivated? How does the community come together to support? I mean, it's just a fantastic and mysterious kind of thing. It's so powerful, and so, you know, yeah, like we've been, you know, our method here in academic terms is an ethnography, where you're supposed to, you know, do interviews.
Go and research the tribes
right.
and their native habitat.
Yeah, which has some problems, you know, it's a little problematic in that way, right, because you can't really just parachute in and just understand it, you know, so we're trying to be very reflexive and understand how we, you know, position ourselves, and so one of the things that I think is really important is to not just sit on the sidelines, literally, but to try and do something, you know, try and emulate it.
Well, now, wouldn't that say that would if you become too involved with your subject,
right.
that you change the results and your observations from a scientific perspective?
Yeah.
So you're bending your own kind of scientific...
Yeah, and that's a good point, and that's why, you know, when I was thinking about how to do the to run today, I'm very worried that I'm gonna get in someone's way, you know, because we're here to learn and research and try and ultimately write and explain a lot of what happens here, but we're not here to interrupt and to change and so that's why I was very worried whether I should run in the same direction as the runners, in the opposite direction, what was going to be less intrusive. You know, I asked Nidruvi that a couple days ago, and I think she can roll with anything. You know, she's so open to anything, and she was like, I don't know, you should ask someone else. And I was kind of asking her, what's gonna bother you? And so, you know, everyone is very, very flexible, but I also want to be very careful that I don't influence anything. And you're right, like, there's, even if I try and run the whole day, which I'm going to try and do today.
So you were here at 6 o'clock,
yeah.
going off with everybody else, but in the opposite direction.
Right, in the opposite direction, yeah. So this is my 29th lap now. And yeah, so even if I do, you know, my goal in 96 laps and get it done.
96?
96.
Why 96?
Well, that's 50, that's two marathons. So that's 52, just over two marathons. But I realized also 52 miles for every day of the race. So, you know, what I was going to say is that
symbolic then.
Yeah, a little symbolic. And I know that even if I do one full day, it's still not going to capture, you know, the whole race, right? Because to really capture it, I have to get up at 6 a.m. tomorrow and do it again. But, you know, at least I can have a small glimpse, you know?
Well, now, in the 35 days that you've kind of looked at the race, has your perspective, your understanding of what's happening here evolved, or are you just collecting data and you'll figure it out later?
Yeah, we talk about this a lot, you know, so if we do too much reflection right now and we try and make, you know, to connect the dots too much, we take ourselves out of the moment a little bit. And so what we're still going to try and push ourselves to do is really just be here, be present, be participating, right, counting and you know, trying running like this and just being around everybody. But I think, you know, we have been really surprised. I mean, we're surprised both at the kind of like drama that we see. You know, we see every day people going through things. Yuri, you know, having you know, this like kind of traumatic medical, you know, like situation, and we see Chopin getting, you know, kind of painkillers, and we see blisters and all this. But at the same time, it's very calm. There's a calm that kind of sets over every day, and so you come and very little has changed. You know, it's not like you come to base camp one day and everything is totally out of, you know, whack. So it's this kind of like, you know, you see continuity, and at the same time, there's all these mini dramas happening all the time. I don't think we had, I don't know if we had very much expectations at all for what, but we didn't expect to be so into the drama and also so at ease with the calm that kind of sets over everything.
Now, would you say that you like this experience? You're intrigued by the experience? I mean, as a, you know, as a scientist or as a researcher, part of you says something, but something else, maybe the Kevin has a different experience as well.
Yeah, no, it's a really good question because part of our, I think one of the, another thing that's really surprised us is how deeply personal we've experienced this race. So yeah, like a kind of traditional scientist would say, you know, don't, you're here doing work, you're collecting data, you're not there to insert yourself. But at the same time, it's impossible, I think, to come to this race, talk with people and not feel some deep energy, you know? And so, I think about it all the time. I mean, I think there's a lot of, you know, I was talking with someone we were interviewing who was saying, you know, the running, right, and the kind of practice is a metaphor for other things. So it doesn't have to be running, you know? And for me, there's a lot of tedious, repetitive things that we do in grad school, like reading an enormous amount and these kinds of things, where I think I want to bring a little bit back, you know, a little bit of this spirit that I'm kind of cribbing from the race and bring it back into my own life, you know, and that's not a very scientific thing to say because, you know, it's transcending the boundaries of, like, just the research. It's also about my what I'm feeling personally and as kind of a subjective being. We're really appreciative of that. Corinne and I both talk about that all the time. You know, we get back into Manhattan, which is far more hectic than Jamaica. You know, and we still feel this like immense calm that no one else seems to have on the street. You know, that's a way that it really does affect the Kevin and not just the researcher.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.